Second Kings chapter 4. Second Kings chapter 4. Now, if you notice, I've been getting out on time. I didn't hear anybody congratulate me for that. Amen. Thank you. I appreciate that. Just want you to, you know, give me some propers when it's time. Nah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we're moving into organization here. Praise God. Everything organized. All right, 2 Kings chapter 4. You've known of this particular chapter before we've read out of this chapter, but let's take it a step further. Let's start at verse 8. Now, this again is a message for your increase. It's an interesting thing about the scripture. If you can see it, you can have it. Amen. If you can see it. Now, we're not talking about with the natural eyes, we're talking about if you can get the revelation of it. God told Abraham, as far as you can see, will I give you. And so God has promises and blessings and things that he wants to transfer to you, but he can't do it without you seeing that you need a revelation of it. So let's look at this, because we're talking still about sowing and reaping. He says in verse 8, and it fell on a day that Elijah passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick, and it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in thither. So it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to the Gehazi, his servant, call the Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us for all this care. Now what is to be done for you? Would thou be spoken of for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily, she has no child, and her husband is old. Now, I won't say anything. Let's go on to the next one. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood at the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaiden. Because she in her right mind knew that this was impossible. And the woman conceived and bare a son at the season that Elijah had said to her, according to the time of life. All right, what do we get out of this? One of the first series I taught when I first came, we came to Madison Street, was a series called The Guaranteed Return. Amen. The Guaranteed Return. You know, when something is guaranteed, it meant that Even if it doesn't work, there's a guarantee on it. And what I could do, if it doesn't work, I can take it back. And the seller will make it good. Whether it be give me another one or fix this one or whatever have you. But it's going to work. And the word of God is guaranteed. It'll always work. The Bible says God cannot deny himself. He said the promises of God are always what? Yea and amen. They will always work. And I like what a man named Dr. Frederick Casey Price says, nothing can abrogate it. That might be a fairly big word for your vocabulary, but it means nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop it from working. I was looking last night, I think it was, or yesterday, I was looking in the book of Micah. And I was looking in Micah, and I saw in Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, how a word was spoken by Micah saying that there's going to come a child and he's going to be born in Bethlehem of Ephratah. They had several Bethlehems out there. Just like in the United States, they have cities. Some of them named the same thing, but they're in different states. But the same thing about Bethlehem. And he spoke that hundreds of years before Jesus was born. Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 7, a virgin shall conceive. Now he just released the word, but notice the word controlled everything. As a matter of fact, the way that Mary got the baby born in Bethlehem is because Herod taxed everybody and everybody had to go back to their hometown to pay taxes. When she got there, it was time to deliver. But my point to you is look at that word, guaranteed. Guaranteed. When God speaks to you, it's guaranteed. So when he says given, it shall be what? Given unto you. It is what? Guaranteed. Guaranteed. In other words, he's going to make sure himself that is good. Guaranteed. So in this particular case, this woman sowed a seed. And the Bible says over in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man what? Soweth, that shall he also what? Reap. Then it goes on. Next verse, please. It goes on in that next verse. He says, and for he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, and he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Look at the next verse. He said, and let us not be weary now in well-doing, for in due season we're going to reap what? If we don't faint. That thing is guaranteed. I was in a company that I worked for, in a computer company. God was telling me to leave there and go into full-time ministry. I just couldn't see any way I could do it. But what happened? I heard a man preach on seed time and harvest. And the scripture that he used was out of Mark chapter 10 and verses 28 through 30. And this is Jesus talking to his disciples. And he said, and Peter began to say to him, lo, we've left all and followed you. And Jesus said to Anson and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that's left house, brother, sister, father, mother, wife, children, or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive what? 100-fold now. When? In this time. And he begins to name it. Guarantee, say guarantee. I even saw in the book of Genesis, and this is Genesis in chapter 43, and this is when Jacob was sending his sons down to get some more corn from Egypt because Joseph was down there producing. And he's going to send them down there, and his son said, Father, we hate to tell you this, but the man down there said, don't come back down there unless we bring our younger brother, Benjamin. And he said, well, why did you tell him you had a younger brother? He said, well, he asked us. Well, then why did you tell him? Well, we didn't know he was going to require the younger brother to come with us. He said, oh, my goodness. But look what happened. This is verse 8 of chapter 43 of Genesis. He said this. And Judah, say praise.
Praise.
Said unto Israel, his father, send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and thou, and also our little ones. For I will be a what? Surety for him. What is another name for surety? Guarantee. Guarantee. We call it in the financial business a guarantor. That is a person who guarantees payment. The Bible even talks about don't cosign. But it's almost like cosigning. How many people have been caught in that cosign trick bag? Now, did you cosign for somebody and they don't pay the bills? Now it comes all on you. Why? Because the whoever loaned the money or whatever have you is guaranteed to get his money. And I'm telling you, when you sow a seed in the kingdom of God, you are guaranteed a harvest. You are guaranteed. I'm telling you, don't even for a minute let the devil come in and tell you this thing is not going to work. It doesn't make any difference whether you sowed a little or a lot. If you sowed it, it's coming back. And you notice what happened? The prophet laid on that bed, and the moment he laid on that bed, which was a seed of God, that this woman built a prophet's quarters for this prophet, she did that for this man of God and sowed it into his life. Boom, he laid down there. The moment he did, God moved him, stirred his heart, said, hey, don't get comfortable. She doesn't have a harvest yet. So I'm here to tell you right now, when you sow that seed, nothing's going to get comfortable till you get your harvest back. You better hear what I'm telling you. God will not, he's got a law out there, and he's going to make sure that law comes to pass. And God has always got somebody who will give to you. Amen. If he's got to fly somebody in from Timbuktu, he'll fly them in and have them to come to your house. Praise God. Dr. Oral Roberts tells a story. He's going on to be with the Lord, but about at night when he was pastoring, and they were taking up an offering for the heater. They needed a heater. The old heater, I guess they had, had just worn out. It wasn't putting out heat. And so he said he took up an offering. And he took it up, and he said he had gotten paid that day. And I guess the payment that they were paying that day was probably $60, $70 a week or something like that. But he had gotten paid. And he said he took up an offering. He said, I'm going to start it off with my own. And he lifted up his little $70 or whatever and put it in there. And he put it in there, and everybody else started giving. And then he got home. And Evelyn, his wife, said, Oral, did you get paid today? He said, yes, ma'am. Well, where is it? He said, he sure did hate to tell her. He put it in that offering. He said, well, I took up an offering for a heater tonight. I had to put that in the offering. Oral, these kids need this. These kids need, you put the money up for our house in the offering? He said it got so cold that night in that house, he didn't know what to do. He said, but about 2 o'clock in the morning, somebody knocked on the door. And he came to the door, and this man said, hey, I was sitting in that offering. I'm a businessman, and things have been going bad. And he said, and I got home, and God spoke to me and said, go in the backyard and dig up some of that money that you planted, that put down there. He hid the money in the backyard. He said, dig it up, and then get these 400, I think it's 400 crisp dollar, $400 bill, and take it and give it to that man of God. He said, I know it's late. Oral Roberts said, it ain't too late. You're right on time for something. He said he got that money, went in that bedroom, and waved that money right on Evelyn's nose. If God has to wake somebody up at night, you are guaranteed a return. Now give God praise and put that offering in there just like the Lord said it. If you're listening by internet, you can text your giving and whatnot. But remember, we are sowing seed and going to receive a harvest. Now, if you watch that particular teaching that I just did.